You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
What is the new for church over the next coming weeks? Wayne Kent, host of The Direct Line and of First Christian Church, joins us this morning. Was this the strangest Sunday of your professional life?
It was certainly the strangest, eeriest weekend of my professional career, absolutely. We have a service on Saturday usually and then two on Sunday, so we recorded Saturday's service and then rebroadcast on Sunday morning twice. We're sitting there in the building on Sunday morning, and we had one guest show up, somebody from out of town, which was a great guest-member ratio, but that's it, yeah.
All right. Why has the church, can you explain the reluctance?
I think it's probably because you're talking about family. I mean, when churches gather together, they really do feel like family. And particularly if they're smaller, I think it may have taken us all a little bit while to figure out that, man, small gatherings are also a problem. I mean, so we dropped a video on Thursday afternoon, say, come to church if you want, but probably not. An hour later, the governor, seriously, it made me look silly, but an hour later, the governor comes out and says, we're requesting anybody with more than 250 to not meet. So then we had to send out another, email blast and video. Not that it was mandated at that point, but, the scriptures say to mind and pay attention to what the governing authorities say. So we certainly went that way. I started getting calls Friday morning from other people around town saying, hey, you guys have canceled, what's with that? And then I said, well, the governor asked us to. So we've done something. We've put together a one-page, two-minute guide to church online to any congregation that might want a little bit of help to figure out how to go online with their church service or some sort of event. And we're offering that. If anybody wants to call, we can get that to them. Or even if somebody wants to come in and use our equipment one day this week, and get a sermon on tape, we can do that for them as well, within reason, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we'll share that out as well this morning. This coronavirus 2-minute guide to church online. I get that you and I have had this conversation. You come to America via Australia and Canada. There is this sort of defiant thing in the American nature.
Oh, very much so.
But this is not 9/11. We're not standing up to terrorism. This isn't, we won't let you win. We're going to live our life as normal. This is not this. Not this time.
I understand that. But on the other hand, you do have congregations that people live. I mean, one-third of Americans attend church each, or a regular church attendance. I can't say they go every week, but one-third of all Americans are in church on a regular basis. So it's often a place of rest, but it's often a place where they go to if you will, escape the craziness, so to speak. Though, as we all know, sometimes there's lots of crazies in the church as well, but that's a different matter. But so I think that's part of it. Where this is all new for us, for everybody in the country, including churches. And I heard of few churches that carried on. By the time we got to Saturday, it seemed like most of the churches in the city had said, well, we're gonna fold it in for today and figure out what to do next week. But of course, it was sadly, for smaller congregations, they don't have the resources to even start to think how to do things online.
Yeah, but
therein lies the challenge.
It is a challenge, and I appreciate what you guys are doing to step up to help. But what does the next couple of weeks? I think that schools being closed for 2 weeks is just the beginning. I don't think these kids are going back this semester. I think this new lasts a lot longer than people think. Maybe it will right now.
Right.
What do you guys do as just a body moving forward, living in this realization that this is something that none of us have ever experienced before? How do you make decisions here on out?
Well, for us, I can't speak for other congregations. When it was clear that something was going on in Italy, and I'm thinking, well, there's a lot of travel between Europe and here. It's coming our way faster than we think. I asked some staff members to form a task force, and so that group's already been meeting for 2 weeks. We are assuming, and this is not a prediction. I'm not speaking on behalf of the governor or the county health department, but we're basically assuming we're not having Easter in the building. That's 4 weeks out. That seems reasonable. We'll be ready if we get to have everybody back in the building, but we are making plans. There's a meeting this morning at 11:30. All key staff are invited and, expected to be there. And what do we do? We're canceling everything except for maybe some key leadership meetings and figuring out a way to staff the building every day. But I can only imagine, again, that's for some congregations, that's not even possible.
No, it's not. But it is, I think, the safe thing to do right now. The Bible also teaches us about sacrifice, right? I mean, there are things that we need to do as a community, as citizens, as leaders. And when I say leaders, I mean everyone out there can lead. You can get on social media and complain, or you can be a part of the solution.
Right.
And I think as many role models that can be out there leading the right way, it's necessary. And that includes people who are heading up these very large congregations or small congregations. We need leadership.
Right. Yeah, exactly right. We've used this language. You know, if you've got two trash cans in front of you and you've got an empty pop bottle in your hand, you know, a plastic bottle, and one says trash and one says recycling, what do? You put it in the recycling, even if you're not into recycling. And for churches, we do the same thing in our building. We've got two trash cans. And the point being, we've got to lead this. We've got to lead the culture on making right decisions, or certainly help the culture make right decisions. And so for congregations, hey, I want to say to you guys, come on, up your ante and don't thumb your, you know, don't lift your nose up at the governor or anybody else and say, what's the best for the common good? The common good is something that we preach about with great regularity, so we have to do it. And it's going to be costly, but it's costly for everyone. To think that the churches are not going to be impacted, of course we are.
Everybody is.
We have to start thinking about how we're going to manage payroll and building expenses. And, you know, we've got missions partners overseas. How do we fund them, you know, if we're out? So if churches haven't developed an online giving practice and a portal for that, then this is probably a great week to do that.
All right.
This is your week.
Yeah, absolutely. Got about a minute left here. What's your advice to people isolated? I think about the elderly, you know, probably shouldn't be leaving their homes. It's easy to be very lonely and very depressed. You know, spiritually, what's your advice for people to just have a healthy mental state right now?
Well, I would say, well, all Christians would do, we'd start with scripture, start reading some scripture. And then even if you're not on social media, which I don't know if that's always the best to be on social media when you're feeling lonely, because you see all the kind of anger out there, but pick up the telephone, talk to those people that you used to visit with, you visit with each Sunday, and say, okay, tell me what, let's do the 10-minute conversation we normally have when we're sitting in the pew waiting for the service to start each Sunday. Let's have that today. And then, by golly, we'll have another one tomorrow. From our congregation's perspective, this is the best moment for our church. We get to try all kinds of new things that we wouldn't probably think about otherwise.
Wayne, we appreciate it. Thank you very much. Wayne Kent from First Christian Church. We'll share that advice they're giving online at nowdecatur.com.